What a rich blessing it is in these times to know that when two or three are gathered in Jesus' name, he promises to hear them. And so we now take a time to bow our heads and pray. During this time, I encourage you to think about those fears that you have. We're going to have a brief moment of silence, and whatever is on your heart, those fears or those concerns that you have, we'll take that moment of silence and just uplift them after we name those names that have requested prayer in our church this morning. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Gracious Father, we ask your blessing on your church throughout the world. Fill the church with all truth and peace. Where it is in error, reform it. Where it is in need, supply it. Where it is right, strengthen and confirm it. And where it is in conflict, heal its divisions. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, give us grace to trust you during this time of illness and distress. In mercy, put an end to the pandemic that afflicts us. Grant relief to those who suffer and comfort all those who are troubled. Sustain all medical personnel in their labors and cause your people ever to serve you in righteousness and holiness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We also make our petitions for the sick, the homebound, the sorrowing, those undergoing hardship or challenges, and all who this day are in need of our prayers. We especially pray for those who have requested our prayers at peace. Kai, Bev, Haley, Forrest, Kylie, Sandy, Cassidy, Dylan, Roman, Svenja, Gladys, Kenzie, Addie, Anita, Gary, Andrew, Kayla, Tom, Chuck, Holly, Ann, Linda, Julie, Rich, Dee, Elsa, Lou, Peggy and Dawn, the family of Wanda McCormick as they mourn her passing and gather for her funeral this weekend, Caroline Cruz, Bob Glather, Cheryl Narver, Wesley, the Dollars mourning the loss of Christian's grandfather, and May Hood. Lord, in this moment of silence, we pray that you would hear those concerns that you know about. And Lord, we also pray that you'd search our hearts out for those hidden things that are there that only you can discover. So Lord, hear our cries for your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
And we pray that their prayers may soon be answered and that they may be supported by God's people as they experience his good and gracious will for their lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, since you have given us grace to make our requests to you and have promised that when two or three are gathered in your name, you will hear their requests, fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of your servants as may be best for them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.